v'davakeinu b'mitzvah secha as well, we don't just say that Hashem should help us do mitzvahs. Hashem should attach us to the mitzvahs. We should be attached to doing the mitzvahs. Now, what does attached mean? That means that we should do the mitzvahs with feeling. We should be into it. When a person does a mitzvah, he shouldn't just be doing a ma'isa mitzvah. He should be davak, he should be attached and connected to that mitzvah. That's what davakeinu b'mitzvah. A person has to do a mitzvah, not just because Hashem told him to do the mitzvah. He does it with a geshmak. He does it with a simcha, that he's doing the ratzon Hashem, and he's doing this special mitzvah. And there's a famous sefer called Tanit Ve'Elio. Tanit Ve'Elio is actually a sefer that you could say Elio Anavi is the mechaber. The Gemara says in the end of Ksubas, Daf Kuvav Amar Aleph, that Elio Anavi used to come every day to Rav Anon, a certain Amora Rav Anon, and he used to teach him things. And Rav Anon used to write down what Elio Anavi taught him, and this was called Tanit Ve'Elio, and we have the sefer today. Everyone could learn what Elio Anavi taught Rav Anon. So it's written down, Tanit Ve'Elio. Rav Anon wrote it, and he wrote it in the name of Elio Anavi. And after Rav Anon did a certain thing, the Gemara says this, Elio only appeared to him in a box, and that's called Tanit Ve'Elio Zuta, and the first part is called Tanit Ve'Elio Rabba. It's a whole Gemara in Kufav and Ksuvas. So it says there in Tanit Ve'Elio Rabba, in the first part, which he learned out of the box, in Perach Chavtes, says there that Elio Navi says, Yase Oda Mitzvayseha Shal HaTorah B'Simcha. Yase Odom, a person should do Mitzvayseha Shal HaTorah, the mitzvahs of a Torah B'Simcha. Person, it's not enough to do the Tayyag mitzvahs. A person has to do the mitzvahs with a geshmak, with a simcha. And the truth is, it's not a chiddush that Elio Hanavi just told Rav Anon, even though it's printed there, that nusach, l'kayim mitzvahs b'simcha. But emes, it's mefurish in the Torah. When the Torah says, the Teichucha and Panashas Kitzavai, in Perachav Ches, Pasuk Mem Zayin, says there that what's the punishment? Why are all these klalas coming chas v'shalom to Klal Yisrael? Tachas asher lo yavakas Hashem alekecha b'simcha uvetuv leva. So what does that mean? It doesn't say they didn't do the mitzvahs. They did the mitzvahs, but they didn't do it b'simcha v'tuv leiv, if that was already enough for a teichecha. So you see, it's not enough for a person to do the mitzvahs. A person has to do the mitzvahs mamish b'simcha. It's brought down that in the Hakdama to the Sefer Charedim, that he writes an incredible thing, that the Arizal revealed to one of his people who he shared secrets with, Le'ish Soidai, someone who he shared secrets with, the Arizal said that all his high madregas in Torah and Chochmah and Ruach HaKodesh, all the high madregas were attained b'schar shehoy sameach ba'asiyas kol mitzvah, simcha gedoyla le'ein tachlis. The Kitzur, he was zoicha to all these great madregas because of the schar that he did a mitzvah with great simcha. That's what he says. The Arizal himself revealed this, that he was zoicha to madregas because he did a mitzvah b'simcha. So when we say in the morning b'davakeinu mitzvah misecha, we're asking Hashem not just for the siyata d'shmaya to help us do the mitzvahs, but to help us be attached to the mitzvahs, to do the mitzvahs b'simcha. Now l'chaira, it's very hard to understand both these things together. Shetagileinu b'seirasecha, v'davakeinu mitzvah misecha. There's a very fundamental kash over here. We're asking Hashem to make us accustomed to the learning, make us regular learning. V'davakeinu mitzvah misecha, make us attached to the mitzvah. These things are tali on us. Tali on the bechir of a person. If a person wants to learn, if he wants to chazir, so he'll be ragil b'tayra secha. If he wants to do the mitzvah b'simcha, so he'll be attached to the mitzvah. If he's not going to do it, so it's not going to help. So what does it mean that we're asking Hashem to give it to us? Hashem l'chayr leaves it for a person to do. So I saw that the Avodram over here deals with this shayla b'feirish. And the Avodram says a very yisoidistic thing. V'af al pi shahatoy v'hara mesurim v'yad ha'adam. Even though Toiv and Ra are Masurim B'yad HaAdam, they're given to a person could decide, he has Bechira, whether he's going to do good or bad. Still, who mispala la Hashem, he davens to Hashem, who mispala la Hashem, l'sayeyoy, he asks Hashem to help him, l'asoyz Toiv u'l'hisrachek min hara. He's asking for siyua, for help from Hashem, that he should be able to do good, and to distance himself from doing bad. In other words, of course it's telling on the hachlata of a person. A person has bechira to do the right thing or to do the wrong thing. But even after you decide that you want to do the right thing, a person needs siyua, what you call siyata d'shmaya, help from Hashem. That's what the word siyata d'shmaya means. Hashem can't do the job for you, but Hashem can help you to make sure that you're in the right place in the right time. A person has a great cheshek to learn, but he can't get good chavrusas. A person has a good cheshek to learn, but he's not learning by the right rebbe. He's not learning the right yeshiva. He's not in the right atmosphere. So we ask Hashem to give us siyata d'shmaya. We'll do our part, but you should make sure that the atmosphere is conducive for our learning and for our shtagi. So that's what we say, shetagileinu b'sarasecha. You should help us have a siyata d'shmaya to be ragil in Torah and to be davuk to mitzvahs. It doesn't replace our commitment to it. Of course, a person has to be committed to it and do what he has to do. But then we're asking for that extra siyata d'shmaya that Hashem should help him find that hatzlacha in his Torah and his kiyum ha-mitzvahs. And like all these things, when we ask Hashem for Siyata Dishmaya, we always have to remember the word of the Chavetz Chaim, the famous word of the Chavetz Chaim that he says in Chavetz Chaim Ara Torah, Pashas Kiseitze, where he says there that whenever we ask Hashem for Siyata Dishmaya and Ruchnias, you have to make sure that you do your part. You can't totally rely on Hashem. We ask Hashem every day in Shmoneh Esrei, Netzor L'Shoni Meira, L'Kayin, Netzor L'Shoni Meira. Hashem should hold our mouth, our tongue back from saying bad words. So a person should make sure that they try. You don't hang around with the crowd who's speaking Lashon Hara, who's speaking Divrei Sheker, and Divrei Chanifa, and all the Dvarim Asurim. If you're hanging around with that crowd, and you're not trying to control yourself, so Hashem can't do it on His own. If you try your best, then we're asking, Letzal Shani Meira, Hashem should give us Siyata Dishmai. Similarly, V'horei Neinu B'Seir Asecha. You ask Hashem for Siyata Dishmai, Hashem should enlighten your eyes in the Torah. So Hashem says, fine, I'm ready to enlighten your eyes, but if you don't open a sefer, if you don't learn a Gemara, a Mishnayis, or something during the day, so then Hashem says, well, what can I do for you? It's like someone, from Chavetz Chaim says, a mashal, someone who's a poor man and he needs a loan. And he goes over to this Gvir and he says, could you lend me $10,000? So the Gvir says, sure, I'll do it for you. Come to my house at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and I'll write you out a check. And the guy doesn't show up to the house. Now he has a tiny to the Gvir, he didn't lend the money. But I told you I would do it. I had the checkbook prepared. I'm ready to go. But you didn't show up to the appointment. So you did yourself in. So the same thing, whenever we ask Hashem, we could apply this over here also. Targileinu b'seir asecha v'davikeinu mitzvei asecha. We have to do our part to become rogel in Torah, to become davuk to mitzvahs. And then we ask Hashem, like the Avodram says, for that siyua, for that siyata d'shmaya, where He can help us along and make sure that we're in an atmosphere that's conducive for our shtagi in Torah and mitzvahs. So the way we should become ragil b'sar asecha, that we have to do our part, is of course for a person to sit down and learn a lot, to make sure he has chavusas and sedarim. And specifically when we're talking about targileinu b'sar asecha, a person has to really spend time organizing a schedule, how he could make chazara, and how he could be kind of tyra. You learn something first Seder, you learn something second Seder. So what do you do night Seder? So yeah, you could pick another four lingudim and you could try to get everything, but sometimes a person is kereach mikan mikan, that you end up getting a little of everything and a lot of nothing. A person has to make sure throughout the week, and especially on Shabbos, to set up sedarim of chazara in order that he should be able to be ragu b'tayra, to be kind of the tayra. And v'davkeinu mitzvei secha, the one eitzah I could give, how a person could do their part in becoming attached to a mitzvah, one of the most helpful things that you could do to become attached to mitzvahs is learning the halachas of that mitzvah. I know myself, when I went into the inyanim of Dalet Minim, my kiyum mitzvah of taking lulav and esrog was never the same. It was never as chashuv as after I learned it. But no matter how much chavivas and mitzvahs in Yerushalayim a person has before him, but if you don't know all the halachas of the mitzvahs, so you're not attached to it, a person should sit down and learn hichas tefillah, and then tefillah becomes more exciting for him. A person should learn hichas Shabbos, and then Shabbos becomes more exciting. When a person learns the halachas of something, so he's be'etzem attached to it, he talks and learning, he asks his shaylas, gets his answer, tells it over to a friend, then you're into it. Then you do the mitzvah with lev, then you do the mitzvah with simcha, and then we do our part to become ragel and Torah and davak and mitzvahs, and then amitz Hashem will send us the siyata d'shmaya, shetagileinu b'sar yasecha, v'davakeinu mitzvah yasecha, that we should be ragel and Torah and davak and mitzvahs, and shtaik in the best possible way.